The world might be mad at Facebook, but advertisers still love it. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. You or people you know might have quit Facebook over the last year or so, but you know who hasn't left? Advertisers. Facebook is still the second biggest digital ad platform in the world, just behind Google. And in 2018, a lot of us realized just how Facebook uses our posts, our connections, photos, location, the quizzes we take to help advertisers target us. But there have been changes. The past year brought the Cambridge Analytica scandal, new privacy rules in Europe, and days of Facebook getting yelled at by Congress. Now the company says it's trying to clean up and streamline what it calls the data supply chain, where the data comes from, who gets access to it, and how it gets used. Mark Rabkin is vice president of ads and business platform at Facebook. I spoke to him at CES in Las Vegas.
Basically, we wanted to make sure that advertisers know and take responsibility for the data they use for targeting on Facebook. So instead of allowing advertisers to get data from certain third parties, we had advertisers only bring data to us that they have directly. And this helps us make sure that the advertiser has a clear privacy policy, that they are managing that data with their own customers. And we wanted to make sure that we can offer much better transparency and control to people. And for that, we need to know where the data came from.
Can they then combine their own data with your data, though, to target on Facebook? I mean, what access do they have to the data that I am contributing to Facebook as a user?
So all ads, for instance, that run on Facebook can utilize Facebook data. But they do so in a privacy-safe way where that data never leaves the Facebook walls. Basically, the advertiser can say, here's my best customers. I'd love for you to deliver an ad to them. And then from that list of best customers, we use our data to pick and choose what time of day, who, in what moment to make those ads more relevant and more exciting to people. But the data doesn't really flow back and forth that much.
I think that is a misconception then, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, Facebook often says, truthfully, we don't sell data. But I think there is a sense that advertisers who use the platform can then take that data that they get from profiles and go off and use it in future targeting.
Yeah, absolutely not. And in fact, we have every system designed from the ground up to make sure that doesn't happen. My prediction is that by the end of this year, compared to last year, people actually have a lot more comfort with data use online because they will be more aware of it. It will be less new and surprising. Surprises are always a little scary. I think every business right now is trying to form a really clear data strategy that will take them into 2019 and beyond.
Mark Rabkin is vice president of ads and business platform at Facebook. Tomorrow, we'll talk with him about the next frontier for ads, stories. Especially the ones on Instagram. And now for some related links. One of the ways that Facebook gets information about you, in addition to what you do on Facebook, is by tracking some of your movements across the web using little trackers called cookies. If you're logged into Facebook and you visit a site that has a Facebook like button or a button to share a story on Facebook, then Facebook knows you visited that site, and it gets information from the cookie about what you did there. It adds it all to this little virtual picture of who you are, and that's the picture that advertisers can use to target you. Make sense? And then, of course, Facebook gets information about what you do on Instagram and WhatsApp, and it throws that on the pile, too. It's all just filling in the details in your virtual profile like a little Bob Ross painting, one click or post at a time. All this information is what makes Facebook's targeting tools so precise. Same with Google. But now, German regulators are trying to clamp down on this hose, according to a German newspaper. A report Monday says Germany's Federal Cartel Office will ban Facebook from collecting information from third parties, that is, those other websites you visit, and that the country will also introduce regulation to prevent WhatsApp and Instagram from sharing information too. And if that happens in Germany, it could cascade to the European Union, which might contemplate similar rules. And then that Bob Ross painting might start to look a little more like a sketch. And that could turn advertisers off in the long run. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.